So on to agenda item 21, which is one I think lots of people are here for, Bristol City Docks Fees and Charges Review. I'm going to introduce this report. So it's been 20 years since the last Fees and Charges Review, and a lot has changed in that time. So a review of our fees is overdue. The city and the harbour both have changed together over those 20 years. The population of the city has continued to grow. 395,000 people in 2000 to 472,000 today. And the use of the harbour has changed, where there used to be a lot more businesses around there, business-based and warehousing, but now it's much more about individual boats. But what hasn't changed is that this hasn't been as open and inclusive a part of the city as we would want it to be for the whole city. And while the harbour is synonymous with the city's identity, it's not equally accessible to all Bristolians. So we all want a fantastic harbour for all people from across the city and beyond to be able to visit, to live, and to work in. And we do have a good harbour, but it's not at the level that we want or need it to be. But if we want the harbour to be all it should be, it means we have to invest in the harbour and what's around it. So fees have actually fallen in real terms, and the harbour makes a loss. We need the harbour to become self-sustaining, which means raising the investment to fix the crumbling infrastructure and modernise the facilities. The importance of the harbour paying its way is even more so given the financial pressures on the council, which means, among other things, that we're looking to reduce the cost of adults and children's social care services. There's a pressure on parks, libraries, that we've been holding off, and all the other pressures we've worked through today in our budget, from domestic violence to new children's homes and our emergency support schemes as well. So it's essential for the city and for the harbour that it becomes self-sufficient. The fees recommended are in line with benchmarking exercises we've run and bring us back in line with comparable harbours and facilities to make this a commercial rate. These fees aren't introduced until April, and in the meantime, we will undergo a series of engagement opportunities with user groups to notify them of the proposed changes. And this will allow us to provide clarification and also give users an opportunity to raise any specific issues. So on this report, we've received one public forum petition and 79 public forum statements and 50 questions. So the petition is from George Colwy. So, George, you have 1 minute to present the petition. I'm guessing you're there. There we go. I'll give you a 10-second warning as well.
With just 5 days' notice before the submission deadline, we have amassed a petition with over 2,200 signatures demanding Marvin Rees withdraw support for the new harbour fees until a consultation and impact assessment have been undertaken by engaging with all impacted stakeholders. The Mayor yesterday published on his website a piece attempting to pin the decades-long failure of the Harbour Authority squarely on the shoulders of boat dwellers, painting them as abusers of a system. He's also misrepresented a clause in leisure use licences to BBC Radio Bristol and on his blog. This all demonstrates how ill-informed his office is. He's been swept up in a yarn as a result of his own neglect to uphold the democratic process and is now demonising a community of good working people.
Just 10 seconds, okay?
He clearly doesn't know about the 4 years of groundwork the Boaters Association has done to try and secure the very thing he has accused boat dwellers of deliberately avoiding, securing liverboard licences. We even conducted a needs assessment of harbour users last year.
We have
the data. Let us show it to you.
Okay, thanks very much. Okay, so we'd like to get through as many as we can. We have a finite amount of time for public forum, as I said at the beginning, so let's try and move through them, the statements, as quick as we can. I've got a list of names. Please raise your hand when I call your name. I'll go to those people who have confirmed their attendance today. So the first is Alex King. Okay, Bristol Packet Boat Trips. Okay, you have a minute, okay?
Okay. Bristol Packet Boat Trips is a long-standing local business, an integral part of Bristol's maritime and cultural heritage. We feel the proposed schedule of fees and charges unfairly targets commercial boat trip operators with some of the heaviest increases. In particular, the new £50 charge for opening Prince Street and Junction Bridge will incur an estimated cost of running the tower bed of more than £14,000 a year. When you add in the other increases, assuming the passive carrying charges per passenger per trip, these proposals are expected to cost Bristol Packet Boat Trips more than £40,000 in harbour fees, essentially tripling the cost of our fees from last year. There has been no consultation of the impact of these increases, no notice period, and no option for negotiation or phased implementation. This has not been factored into our financial planning or higher rates or ticket prices for 2023 and will have a huge impact on our business. Any SME will still need to absorb these additional costs on this scale, especially when recovering from the impact of COVID, grappling with rising fuel, electricity and staffing costs.
So we do have I just urge you, we do have a finite amount of time for public forum. I will extend that, but the more the time that's taken up by reacting means less time we have for actually hearing the statements themselves. So I'm trying to make space for the statements. Okay, so the next one is Alan Middleton.
Yeah, I would like to ask why there hasn't been an equality impact statement produced. The lack of this document must mean that the committee cannot make an informed and accurate decision on the extortionate increase in fees. Can the committee agree that a decision will not be made until such a document has been produced in consultation with the harbour users?
Thank you. David Taylor, it's public statements.
Thanks for listening to us. The proposed schedule of fees for harbour services have increased in a way that's unreasonable, much higher than inflation, and have the potential to negatively affect the Bristol boating community, some of whom are vulnerable. Indeed, a significant number of households may be made homeless. The boat dwellers have been designated part of the GRT community by the council, despite what the mayor insinuated in his press statement yesterday, whose intentionally divisive language, calling them immoral and a privileged few, was upsetting to many of us. No consultation about these increases and how to implement them has taken place, despite being announced and supported by published guidance. The impact assessment submitted has not been carried out with any consultation to any stakeholder. It rings untrue. I urge you to hold your decision until appropriate evidence gathering, financial justification and proper detail has been provided, and above all, wide consultation has taken place. The operational review of the harbour has not been made public, details have not been consulted, and this means the community cannot see the basis for the review of the increased charges. I've been a boat owner in the harbour for 20 years and own a long... I'm a long-standing business owner in the city centre. I love the harbour and am part of a vital community of boat owners and harbour users and workers who would love the opportunity to share ideas and thoughts about its future. I look forward to us being given the opportunity to do so and
That's postpone a minute.
Any decisions made without further consultation. Thank you.
Okay. 6 seconds. Okay. Alison Pye, Andrew Pye, Ben Ewing.
Hello. Hi. So I'm here today for my family, my young family, and I'm asking for your help and your protection. We are boat owners, members of Cabot Cruising Club, members of Bristol Boating Community Association, and owners of a small local family business. My wife and I are self-employed electricians, and we have worked in, on and around Bristol Harbour for years, including events, infrastructure for ferry boat companies and for boat owners. I have a roof over my head, and I provide for my family. I've been living on my boat for 14 years. I found out today from a website that the mayor has put up that I am abusing the system and damaging the city's ability to manage the harbour for all, not for the privileged few. Yesterday, I was planning for my family's future. Today, I am vulnerable.
Okay, thank you. Carl Bowen.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon. The rationale for this charging schedule is informed by the long overdue harbour operational review, but significant stakeholders like Bristol Boaters Community Association, the two large cruising clubs, several commercial operators have not been properly consulted on either of the review or these hugely increased prices. Coupled to this, I'm led to believe that most of you guys have not had sight of the review either. So today's process is far from the standard Bristol City Council officers should be setting for informed, inclusive and transparent decision making. Even long established disciplines like the Qualities Impact Assessment has been circumnavigated by effectively by a nil return. Instead, the Harbour Master is continuing to discharge his authority in a manner that's dismissive and disrespectful of those on and off the water he has a duty to serve and safeguard. Long gone are the days when we need a harbour master to be the enforcer of his own discretionary powers and rulings. Today we're needing the post holder to be someone who's a skilled and trusted public-facing marina and flood defence system manager. If this were the case, we would not be finding ourselves in this embarrassingly undemocratic quagmire with so many of the harbour's boat owners and other stakeholders railing against the harbour's mismanagement, of which this is actually only one example.
Okay, I mean, because I'm chairing a meeting, I mean, people say what they want about me, but I would just say, I'd just ask people to act with a degree of respect towards other people out there and deal with the system and deal with the nature of the challenge, but the kind of the personalisation of those attacks is probably a little bit unhelpful. Michael Brunel, and we are short on time. We're going to have to go to a question after this because of the amount of time we're taking. Michael Brunel.
Hello. I'm not the greatest at public speaking, but I more or less agree with everyone else has spoken already. The increase to our running costs now, is going to make a massive effect to the point I'm probably not going to afford to keep my boat anymore. That includes volunteering, taking older generations out on the water to the local restaurants and cafes on a Saturday morning. The older generations that have formed our boating club. So it's real disheartening to find out all this at such a late notice.
Thank you very much for your statement. There was the point I was making earlier on about time. So because we've gone over that public forum, let me take the question and then I'll try and do a quick run through. And if we can ask people to keep the statements to like half a minute, we'll whip through a few so everyone gets their chance to have their, you know, to have their stand. Okay. Okay, well, I didn't want to say that, but it was the point I was going to suggest to everyone, if we can make space, yeah. Okay, so the question is from George Colway, who's attended. Yeah, you don't need to ask your question? Okay, well, let's give a few more. I think that was the only... And then we had a question from Bristol Boaters Community Association.
Okay. With a complete disregard to the existing boat dwelling community and without including an accommodation needs assessment, we consider the Equality Impact Assessment to be invalid. How can the Cabinet make an informed decision whilst disregarding the potential impact these proposals would have on people's homes?
Thank you. So this fees review is part of a much broader piece of work within which the Equality Impact Assessment was undertaken, and it falls within that. As I said, we make a decision today. Nothing happens till April, and in that time, we will continue to work with people in the harbourside, you know, and beyond. I suppose part of the challenge is we have 8 residential licences down there, which drives that consultation as well as the people who are living there. We understand that more people are living there. Not necessarily on the residential licences, so that obviously brings a bit of a challenge to the, you know, the whole process. But as I said, the conversations are there. The challenges of the harbour do not disappear. The challenges to the council finances do not disappear, and the challenges to us meeting our city housing crisis don't disappear. That is the context within which we're trying to better manage the harbour, but there's no cost-free way of doing so. Did you have a supplementary?
Yes, thank you. From the article you posted last night, I felt personally at threat. Can you guarantee that the existing boat dwellers within the city will be looked after with residential licences?
The boat dwellers with residential licences?
Can you guarantee the existing boat dwellers in the harbour, which there is a vast, significant amount of, and this new category of residential licences, which you've put on the proposed fees, can you guarantee that people that need residential licences could possibly get them?
Well, there will be a process that people go through to apply. I can't guarantee anyone gets any licences. What I can do is guarantee that there is a process people will be able to work through. But it's part of the review of the harbour. But the point is that
today is just feasible.
Okay, I'm not going to do ping pong. We'll talk and then we'll talk reasonably.
Okay, I've got a second question. Could I ask it, please?
I'm just going to finish off.
Okay, I'll
come in now. Okay. So I know it's painful for people, but we have to do this review for the sake of the future of the harbour. This is one element of the review. Past processes have not worked. As we said, this is just about the fees. They've not been reviewed for 20 years. Of course, the rest of the city, we've had to look at things that we would prefer. We're just going to... Okay, we're going to run out of time. So it's the decision. But, okay, so we're going to lose the time. The point is, the fees have not been reviewed for 20 years. I know that there's been inflationary increases, but actually the real terms, they've gone down, and it means that the harbour operates at a loss. One of the reasons for looking at how the harbour runs and bringing those fees in line with benchmarked ports is so that the cost of the, so that we manage, which is a very challenging budget. And you've been here all meeting, you'll know the range of challenges we face. If we don't review those fees and we continue to effectively subsidise what goes on down there, we have to go to other elements of the budget that we've talked about tonight to be looking at. And so I think we have to recognise that in the same way that council rents are going up, same way as some of our support packages are under pressure, same way as we heard today criticism from the Green Party about what's happening to the money around our sustainability team, there are lots of critical areas that are facing phenomenal financial pressure. You know, and as a city, we have to work out how we manage that. And as I said right at the beginning to Councillor Jeff Gollop, we recognise there is no cost-free, there is no impact-free way of passing, delivering on our legal responsibility to deliver a balanced budget. And that's falling right across the city, from Hartcliffe and Withywood to Lance Weston to Lawrence Hill, and including the harbour. So we have to. This is a review that's essential. I'm for the sake of that openness we want, I'm going to take one more statement. So let's have a look at who we've got next. We have.
Sorry, could I do mine? I just because Rachel Evans.
So I'm just going to take two more. What did you say?
Oh, thank you.
There's a gentleman. I don't know your name because it's not indicated on here. So I'm just going to take two volunteers. If I can take two hands, then I'll take two more statements from you.
Bernie Rowe.
Okay, Bernie Rowe. Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you decide amongst yourselves who are going to make those final two statements? Volunteer the people for you.
Okay, I think I'm allowed to do it.
Okay,
the
great.
Group. There has been an equality impact assessment done, but the answer to the question, will the proposal have an equality impact, has been ticked no. And the discussion in the box says it will be ensured that the revised legislation regarding the Harbour Authority, which is complex and needs updating, will regard any equalities considerations. But we don't understand how this can happen without a discussion, because it's about communication. So you haven't asked anyone in the harbour about how this will affect them. So this is what the problem is. There's been no communication. That's why everyone's really angry. Another point.
So just another 10 seconds.
Okay, 10 seconds. The okay. Savills review, please. Which harbour did you look at? Were you comparing like with like? We have no facilities in Bristol, very little. I have a pontoon, a hookup,
okay.
And water. If you're comparing with Weymouth, they have a totally different set
yeah.
of facilities.
Okay.
So we just want to know what that is, please.
Okay. But that very issue about facilities on the harbour is one of the reasons we need to find a way of investing in the harbour and reviewing the fees that it actually runs. We can't invest within the current financial context within which we operate. So we have to find some way of squaring that circle. The second statement that you've collectively agreed on. Thank you, sir. Your name, sorry?
Bernie Rowe.
Okay.
And thank you, Mr. Mayor. Consultation informs and improves decision-making. It's evident that there has been none here. And unlike so many of the other items on the Cabinet agenda, where extensive consultation has taken place and which has allowed decisions to be reviewed and in some cases changed, Consultation is essential to good decision making, and yet there has been none. And I'd ask you to defer any decision, engagement with boat owners or engagement with harbour users after a decision has been taken is of no value whatsoever. It's merely an information exercise. There needs to be a proper consultation and to address points like reviews of bylaws and also the harbour review of the report, which has not been disclosed.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. And I mean, the whole review has been going on for some time with engagement in and around the harbour. We can send.